The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Last week in church, one of the Bible readings was from Isaiah chapter 7, and a portion of it is very familiar to you. A virgin will conceive and bear a son, and we should be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. But what was interesting, the pastor told me later, it was only supposed to say verses 10 through 14. Well, it read from verse 1 through 14. And I went back and looked at it again, because the whole story made so much more sense. And I'd like to share that whole story, rather than just the prophecy, because it sets it in contrast and brings it very much to bear for us today. So, from Isaiah chapter 7, beginning at verse 1, and I'm not going to read it, I'm going to actually more paraphrase it, because some of these names are rather challenging, and I'm modifying it just to make it simple for our hearing. When Ahaz, son of Jotham, was king over Judah, and Judah is the southern kingdom when it broke up. There was, under David, King David, it was all called Israel. But then after Solomon reigned, David's son, it broke into two kingdoms, the northern and the southern. And the southern was called Judah, and the northern was still called Israel. Well, the king of Aram and the king of Israel, from that of the northern kingdom, came up to march against Jerusalem. But they could not overpower it. Now, the house of David, namely Judah, that's King Ahaz, was told, Aram has sided himself with Ephraim, which is Israel. So the hearts of Ahaz, that's the king of the southern Judah, and his people were shaken, as the trees of the forest are shaken by the wind. Then the Lord said to Isaiah, go out, you and your son, it's a funny name, Shir Jacob, spelled not like Jacob, but Dashab, and that means a remnant will return, funny name, but we'll come back to that, to meet Ahaz at the end of the aqueduct of the upper pool on the road to the washerman's field. Probably Ahaz was up there kind of evaluating whether we should protect this water area from invasion from the two armies that are outside of Jerusalem. And he was just kind of looking at all his fortresses and nervously scared how they're going to come in. Well, Isaiah said, say to him, keep calm and don't be afraid. Do not lose heart because of these two smoldering stubs of firewood, because of the fierce anger of Aram and Israel. Aram and Israel have plotted your ruin, saying, let us invade Judah. Let us tear it apart and divide it among ourselves and make the son of Tabeel king over it. By the way, that name Tabeel, I double-checked. There's never any heard of him other than this phrasing. So it obviously didn't happen. It was insignificant. Yet, this is, now going back to the reading, yet this is what the Sovereign Lord says. It will not take place. It will not happen. For the head of Aram, and that sometimes is called Syria, the head of that is Damascus. And Damascus was the capital city, and the head of Damascus is only its king. Within 65 years, Israel will be too shattered to be a people. The head of Israel is Samaria. That's the capital of Israel. And Samaria is only the king's son. If you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all. Again, this spoke to Ahaz, ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or the highest heights. But Ahaz said, I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test. And here's where the reading was supposed to pick up, and it says, "Then Isaiah said, 'Hear now, you house of David,'" which is Judah, "'is it not enough to try the patience of men? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel,'" which means God with us. And now here it goes on, it isn't usually part of the reading, but it's part of it, and so I'm going to read it. Verse 15, "He will eat curds and honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. But before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kingdoms that you dread will be laid waste." These last two verses, 15 and 16, "He will eat curds and honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, but before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kingdoms that you dread will be laid waste." Isaiah is speaking about his son that he's holding in his arms. A remnant will return. The Lord promised something here. It seemed impossible to Ahaz, two mighty nations with mighty armies against his small army. He didn't stand a chance. But God, however, promised Judah's safety. Before Isaiah's son would grow up and become a man, these two nations would be destroyed. And it happened just as God foretold through Isaiah. And because this impossible thing happened, Ahaz and all the people look forward to the fulfillment of the other part of the prophecy. A virgin will conceive and bear a child, and you will call his name Emmanuel, God with us. And so it came down to Joseph. Mary told him, "I'm with child." This is during the betrothal, where they weren't yet together, but they were kind of locked in a legal union of marriage, but yet not living together. Joseph knew it wasn't his child. "Did Mary cheat on me? It must have been." But the angel said, "No, that this child is of the Holy Spirit. That which seems impossible is possible to God." Now you know the whole story of how God did the impossible, both for Ahaz as he stood and saw the mighty armies, and how he did the impossible that a virgin would conceive, and the impossible, take you and I, sinful people, and forgive our sins. Take you and I, sinful people, and use us and bless us. Take you and I, sinful people, and bring us to our heavenly home. That's the promise of Christmas. That's the promise of Emmanuel, God with us. Dear Jesus, thank you that you are with us. Each and every day, whether things are good or bad, up or down, left or right, you are always there. And that you promise, even as you lived, died, and rose, we will rise in eternity and dwell with you forever. It seems impossible, especially as sometimes our bodies are crumbling before our very life. But Lord, you are faithful, and you will do it. Thank you. In your name we pray. Amen. Love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.